Are you sure?
I'm ready.
I will not forget that one.
Yeah, no, I know you wouldn't. No, sure? I'm good.
So prepared.
I am not for that yet.
Subject matter.
I'm not yet.
But I'm ready to take on the challenge. Right? This is all about embracing new challenges.
Yeah,
that is a new challenge.
That is facts. We can keep the. We'll talk about that one maybe another time. But since you know, it's. I guess we're getting ready for the new year. I see weird things on your. Where's that mug come from, and why don't I have one? It says Coach Will.
Oh,
I want a Coach mug. What's happening?
Do you participate in the AYSO soccer program?
No, I don't.
Well, then you know that's how you get one of these.
Did you start that? Is this a new you?
Now I didn't start it. I finished it. You don't get mugs for starting. You get mugs for finishing.
Oh, well,
mugs are for closers.
Let's start off the podcast correctly. Who are you and where are you from?
My name is Head Coach Will, and I am the head coach of the Sherman Oaks Kicker Kids.
Oh, okay.
Named by my son.
Your son named them the Kicker Kids?
My wife looked up, like, kids soccer name teams, and there was, like, three of them. It was, like, the Dragons, there was something, like, funny about soccer, Kicker Kids, and something else. And I was like, oh, all of these are pretty cool. Like, that Kicker Kids one is kind of weird, but he'll probably pick Dragons or something. And sure enough, Kicker Kids. And then no one else responded to the email, so the team was named. Yeah, Kicker Kids were born.
Head Coach Will of the Sherman Oaks Kicker Kids?
Yeah, Region 33.
All right. Also, host of Head Above Hypocrisy, you are.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that is, I guess, my day job. I also do that when I'm not, taking five-year-olds to the World Cup.
Ah, well, I'm your favorite... finding myself Republican? I don't know what I am, but I'm your co-host, Marcus. And I guess this...
I don't think you make enough money to be a Republican.
No, not yet. Well, this show doesn't pay me enough.
I was going to say, I know that you don't make enough money to be a Republican because I've seen
how much I get paid, which is not... You know, I appreciate it, though.
I mean, it's just... You know,
I get all of the...
You get our most... Our most important IOU is what you get because we're in a lot of debt.
Right. It's okay.
We write yours in Times Roman on the computer. Everybody else, we use a old-fashioned Vic.
Speaking of, while you drop your intro, I got some questions because I found that the holiday item you got me, it's on my paycheck stub as a deductible. I don't know why you guys are charging me for it.
Well, like I said, we use the computer for yours. Somebody's got to pay for that paper. And like I said, we're in debt. So, We tried to tell you to get direct deposit, but if you want a check, then you got to pay for said check. But who cares about the environment, right? Kill a tree so you can have a paper check. I get it. I understand. I'm gonna go plant a tree so Marcus can have a paper check. I'll be right back. Turns out you can't plant trees in the winter.
Oh, I was wondering. We're like,
yet another IOU. Starting the year off right in debt, like a true American.
Thanks, I aim to please. Anywho, so you being a coach, so you're not just the soccer coach, you ended that. I got a text earlier, or email earlier, about you being the coach again. So you extending your time?
The soccer kids... Or one of the, I don't know who all was involved, but the last game of the season was a month or so ago. And we got the trophies at the game. They gave the trophies out. Yep. And one of the moms was like, we have a gift for you, but it's not ready yet. Or it arrives on Monday or something. So I'll come drop it off when it's ready. And I was like, oh, well, that's fine. You didn't have to get me anything. Like it was a bunch of 5-year olds. All I did was try to keep them on the field and make sure my wife fell on their face. And if they did, they stood back up. So, but at any rate, I was not expecting anything. So they finally, it finally came, I don't know, a week or so later, and it was one of those super fancy, like overly expensive mugs with Coach Will engraved on the front. So it is rivaling my Head Above Hypocrisy mug, for, desk space.
I see you have both of them up here.
I'm currently using both.
Which isn't encroaching in my space, but anyway,
the Yeti is working as like a thermos or like a water a water heater. It keeps the tea warm.
Wait, you have tea in both.
I do, so it keeps the tea warm in the Yeti for like ever. The first time I used it, I burnt my whole mouth because I poured like super hot water, made the tea, let it sit for like 5 minutes as I normally would do, like in a open glass made cup, and I sipped it and it burnt like the first layer of my whole mouth out because they use like NASA wings to make these things.
That sounds like a lawsuit. So you are now
the coach. I'm healed now, so it's too late.
This new year coming up, you're this AYSO coach again?
So the soccer kids are part of like the extracurricular crew, right? They go to another school, but they do Little League together. They do all kind of other stuff together.
We'll hear about them in like 20 years being famous or some sort.
During the dark ages of 2020, they like did a pod together back when that was a thing. That's how they ended up playing soccer because they had like a soccer guy come and like train them. I think it's just they didn't want to be in the house because we couldn't go anywhere else. But anyway, they do a lot of extracurriculars together.
Okay.
So they got us to go to Little League. The kids are going to play some sort of softball, I think, which I have nothing to do with because I've never played any baseball. I've never played a stick involved sport before. No soccer. I mean, no hockey, no lacrosse, no cricket, no baseball, no none of that. They're gonna play, but I'll just, you know, I get to finally be a parent and just cheer and yell and get things wrong, like nice. Oh yeah, touchdown, 8 points and all that stuff.
So what are they're moving to?
So that starts at some point. It's new year and off season, technically, of all things.
Okay.
But when they're supposed to start Little League, and then they also, I would always tell them at the soccer games that, like, you know, I just, you know, I want the kids to have fun. It's more about effort than it is about winning and all that. So they're five, you know, they're still, you know, getting their legs under them. I'm more of a basketball guy anyway. So this is, you know, let's just, you know, have some fun. So I guess they kept hearing that, and they were like, oh, well, there's basketball signups, right?
Okay.
So they got us, like, all the information to sign the kids up for basketball, which I was totally okay with just letting them play basketball, right? They're five and six. I have what some would call high expectations for basketball players, and it might be a little early to introduce them to my standards. But I'm totally willing to try, right? Like if the kids,
person allowed you to coach a bunch of kids in one of the most passionate sports that you're like known to be passionate about.
This is the thing. The mom that gave me the mug sent, my wife a message like, hey, would Will be interested in coaching basketball? And, that's how that was born. Like,
she's not the one to put you up to it. Cause if so, I would like to retract my insane.
No. She just received the message.
Okay.
I don't think she really cares one way or the other. If I had coached or not. I told them the same thing I did like for soccer. Like I'll do it if they need somebody to coach. And like, at least this sport, I know, you know, when you're off sides, if you will. Because that's the one thing I never understood about soccer. Someone's always offside, and I have no idea why.
Usually offside.
Even like in professional soccer, they're offside all the time. And I'm just like, I don't. Why do you guys have that rule?
Well, you're supposed to stand.
Someone's always breaking it.
You're supposed to leave before the ball is. Well, once the ball's kicked.
But to me, like, that's like 12 travels being called every game. It's like, guys,
it's about timing.
It should be a rule that is easy to abide by. The rules are not supposed to be what's challenging about the game.
So you guys got past soccer and now you're the head coach for.
Well, so that's what this is like. I've been promoted to like rec league and that's different. I didn't like AYSO is like a co-op sport kind of thing where everybody volunteers, the refs are volunteers, the people that run it are volunteers. It's all volunteers, right? Yeah. So it's easier to be a coach because the expectations are much lower, especially at this age.
Gotcha.
Rec is different. Not that the expectations are like wildly higher, just the process is different because it's through the park, it's through the city. I don't know that, I didn't think that they would need as many volunteers. They have a set amount of teams because, you know, funding is always low or whatever. But so I thought that like, and then, like on the application to, or to put the kids in, you can check a box to volunteer. Like you don't even, you couldn't like say that you'll be a coach. You could just say like, you know, you're willing to help out or whatever.
Gotcha.
So we checked that box. I got the information on like all the background check and the take a, don't put a kid in the headlock classes and all that, all that foolishness. None of my soccer credentials carried over, right? It's like going from JUCO to like state college, right? Yeah. Like only half the credits carried over and I had to take math all over again. So I have to go and get screened and all that stuff. Yep. I started that process and I was like, all right, well, and I didn't hear anything. And then lo and behold, like, I don't know, a week or two ago, I get a call and a voicemail like garbled. It's such and such calling from the park.
Yeah,
this is about basketball. And like, I almost deleted it because I thought it was scam likely. And then I checked like the shout out to the iPhone and that's going to make people angry in an iPhone, Android wars. But like they, you know, they can, sense. They read out the voicemails.
Android doesn't.
I understand that, but I have an iPhone, so I'm shouting out what I have. It's not even a diss. It's just what I use.
Shout out to Android. Marcus got you, but please.
Yes, Android is very good at interrupting people. So as I was saying, shout out to Apple and the voicemail transcribing feature because it like it read out it's Ronnie from the park. This is regarding basketball. So I was like, oh, okay, this is actually a person. And I looked at the number. It was local. It wasn't from like China or Houston or some random place. And anyway, so they called, left me a message. I didn't see it until the following morning because shout out to Apple. For some reason, I keep getting my voicemails like 6 hours later.
Sponsored by Apple?
No, no.
Oh, continue, please.
Then we'd be in even more debt because you get sponsored. You still got to pay for stuff. You just get to use their logo.
So you figured out that it was actually a legit call.
I did. So I called them back the next day because I didn't get the message until the following night when I was waking up for work.
All right.
The girl that answered the phone didn't know what I was talking about. She just gave me like a bunch of random information about basketball that happens at the park. You know, and they got basketball from 5 to 15. So I was just like, well, thanks, lady. I'll call back again later.
Son?
Right. I'll call back later. I'll try to get like later in the afternoon because the guy called me around 1 or 2. I called first thing in the morning because I was trying to, you know, I was excited. I wanted to see what it was about. And I was like, I'll call later around when the guy called. Maybe he'll be back at work. I called back a few days later because I'd forgotten about it. And he was a little bit more familiar, but didn't know exactly what was going on. It was because the girl that I spoke to previously said that there was a draft. That was one of the tidbit of useful information that I got out of her.
So,
4 or 5 year olds. And I was like, are you sure that's for this age group? Like, maybe that's wrong. And like, my wife was like, yeah, no, I don't think that's for them. They're so young. And then she read my notes and I wrote like, I think Mighty Mites or something like that. And that's like what they call their age group. She's like, I don't know. Maybe you do have to go to this draft because that's what they're called. So I called back and spoke to somebody a little bit more informed. And they were like, yeah, there is a draft, but it's more so where like it's a coach's meeting. They talk about the rules and the process and they pretty much just group the kids up with who they want to be grouped with. Like if there's a group of kids that know each other, they'll put them on the same team.
Do you have a bunch of like different age kids playing?
No, it's like it's co-ed, I think 5 and 6 year olds. So the kids, both of the kids can play on the same team, thank God. Otherwise I'd have 3 basketball teams right now. But so I call back, I talk to him, he tells me what the draft is, or more so the meeting, and he makes it seem like they may not need me as a head coach. He's like, well, do you want a head coach or be an assistant coach? Like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, well, I just want to help. Like, if you guys have coaches, I'm not demanding to be a head coach. I'm not trying to take them to, like, you know, the 5-year-old finals or anything like that. I'm just trying to help out. Like, I understand.
Are you really not?
Not yet. They got a couple years before that gear kicks in. I'm gonna let them live for a little bit.
Okay.
That's what I told him, and he was like, okay, cool, I think we might have 4 coaches already, but if that's the case, then I'll just put you down as an assistant for somebody. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, that's cool. I'll fetch balls, you know, I get towels, whatever, make cups of Gatorade, I don't know, whatever you need me to do. So he puts me on the longest hold ever. Like, we were always on hold longer than I spoke to him. And I started texting my wife on hold and I was like, I'm about to hang up on this fool. He's got 30 more seconds. And then, you know, the SpongeBob meme, 4 hours later, I'm still on hold. And right as I'm about to, like, for real, hold up, hang up this time, he comes back like, hey, sorry for the wait. I forgot, you know, there's a lot going on over here. And then I realize it is the park. It's the city. He's probably the only person working. There's probably 400 people in there asking him 1,000 questions.
I mean, a lot of homeless people.
Come to find out, they didn't know for sure when the draft was. I thought it was the day that I was calling, and it was later in the week. So I got that information, and I was like, and I'm guessing I'll get a call later in the week to let me know, like, which team that I'll be, you know, helping out with or what I'll be doing. He's like, oh, no, you'll likely just be coaching. And I was like, wait, no, what? Keep that same energy, man. What happened to the dude that put me on hold that was like, y'all have coaches and you just need someone to fetch things? No. I want to be a gopher. Right. So I now am the coach for the kids' team.
Congratulations. So once again.
Yeah.
Who allowed that? Because I've seen you play basketball. You're very intense. There's the you speaking about basketball, and then there's the you in basketball mode.
I mean, I have to hope that I can rely on my ability to compartmentalize, because I do understand. I am walking in as, like, eyes wide open as possible, understanding that you have to look at the game differently as a, like, player versus coach. It's a totally different perspective. And, you know, you got to look at the team as a whole and everybody's different motivations and, you know, all right, like
so it's a new you for this upcoming year. To look at basketball.
I mean, new year is all about new challenges, and it is definitely a new challenge. I have 0 years experience coaching. Like, I've played my whole life, but I've never, like, you know, I've never coached a team before.
You know, how long
with the whiteboard and the.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, how long before you, like, get frustrated, grab the ball, and show the kids how to do it?
It depends on them. Like, if they are down and listen, then I might never have to do that. But if they want, you know, if they're going to challenge my ability to instruct them, then I will have to make an example out of someone. Like, they're middle school kids. They're not a middle school child on earth that I can't beat. Challenge late. Now, high school, I'm not that bold.
Okay, there's
some high school kids out there, a little scary.
Yeah, yeah,
but junior high, they're still growing. Oh, right? Like, if anything else, I'll just grown man them to death. I without a shadow of, I don't care if it's one of them 8 foot tall weird science experiment kids, because they're always just skin draped on skeleton.
Right.
So I'll just push his head under the rim and, like, he can't block it if he's out of bounds.
So what else is happening this year or this upcoming year?
I went to the children's, they have a Catholic school, they have like a recital where they sing and like it was grades. It's broken up into 2 shows. It's, I think, the little kids 1st through 3rd or something like that. And the 8th graders like run the show for the kids. And it was cute. And they sing little songs and they got like red and green towels. They had little hand motions and they did the bell thing where you like, they're like a giant xylophone. Kids got different notes. And
so
it was cool. So I went to that, and as I was leaving after the kids were finished, the athletic director of the school approached me, who I had had a few conversations with about basketball with, and he asked me to coach, I believe, the 7th grade boys
team. I'm sorry.
Team.
You already told the story, didn't you?
No. I have a 5- and 6-year-old co-ed rec team.
Okay.
And now I also have a 7th grade Catholic school team.
Why are you coaching 2 teams?
Because I attended the recital and coach asked me to. He's a brother working at Catholic school. So that's, you know, it was, I got hit with the trifecta of like things that I support. As black dude working at the school, he's the athletic director. They got him doing PE, they got him doing all kinds of stuff. He signed up for a desk. He's out on the yard 90% of the time. So black dude, right? So I'm going to help him. I'm off the strength of just that.
Mm.
He played, I think, up through college.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I got respect for his game. It's tough to make it that far in basketball. You know, it's doubly hard to make it to the league. But, like, to make it past high school basketball on any level, like on any semi-professional level, is impressive. And it shows, you know, dedication and love for the game, right? Like, that's the kind of person, those are the kind of people that I like, right? Like, I love basketball. He clearly loves, or at one point loved, basketball. And, you know, so we could talk basketball. We talked basketball a couple of times. I'm like, all right, he likes hoops. I like hoops. He is a black dude working at school. Now we've checked 2 boxes. Then third, come to find out, the coach of like the older team, I guess it's 7A, 7B, I don't know exactly all the details yet. You know, start later in the year, but He doesn't particularly care for the other coach's style, and he would like to, you know, help beat them. I guess the team that I'm supposed to coach is the team he wants to help beat that team. So I'm like, all right, so you want me, you want to help, you know, you want to provide some comeuppance for the jerk coach above us. You're black, and, you know, you're a legit hooper, and you work at my kid's school. Right. Like, how could I say no to that?
I mean, you there could still, but
no, at no point was I... You know, the only con is that it's going to take up a whole bunch of time. I have no idea what I'm doing, and I'm terrified. But other than that, it's a win-win, right?
So how long before, like, they can you as a coach? Like, what if you guys went on, like, a 07?
I don't know. I don't know what the expectation. I don't know if I just signed on, like, to, like, a Laker-type organization.
Right, right.
Like, if we don't get a championship within, like, the first half of the season, yeah, then I'm fired.
Then you're fired.
Or if it's, I don't know, like, the Boston, where they'll just let me experiment, and we could have the best team on paper, and they don't care about the results for as long as possible.
Like, yeah, I mean, there's so many questions. That's the questions I would have.
I don't know, yeah.
And then, like, what if it continues? Like, what if it just keeps?
Well, that's, they did. He did say that. He was like, if you like it and, you know, it works out, there's opportunity for you to, you know, grow as a coach in this role.
So
I have 0 years experience. I have one AYSO season under my belt.
People always ask,
and none of them credentials carried over. I got to get fingerprinted and, you know, don't push kids down the stairs videoed again.
I'm sorry. Before I make my question or point. There's a don't push kids down the
stairs. You gotta watch video. You know, you've never had like the work video at,
yeah,
you
no,
know,
I have
like
those,
you don't, like, slap her on the butt when she walks by, don't tell dirty jokes,
right?
Don't threaten your boss with, you know, physical violence,
right?
Do you, when if you see a cash register open, do you A, take all the money out, B, ignore it, C, set the building on fire, or C, close or D, close it, right? Like those.
C.
Sure. Well, you know, I maybe I just can work for you because, you know, clearly they have different standards. But at any rate, you have to take one of those video courses to ensure that you're not going to abuse the children in any way.
So in this video specifically, it shows an adult pushing a child down the stairs.
No,
saying, don't
but it
do
was
that.
It's just a bunch of like common sense stuff. Like if you have children and you're not a psychopath, then you should know these things already.
Got you.
And like, for me, I get it. Like, they have it to weed out the psychopaths, but like, I feel like they shouldn't be taking it to, like, how did they get the link? Who thought that the psychopath should be the coach in the first place?
Right, right? There's like, a lot of stuff.
How do we get this far?
Before,
like, yeah, why do I have to do this?
You terrible vetting process.
I just felt like my AYSO credentials should care. And it wasn't like I coached AYSO 47 years ago. The season just ended. I literally just dealt with half the kids on the team. That's the only reason I'm here.
Well,
it's because the soccer mom was like, asked me.
Well, maybe that's it. Hey,
she hadn't asked me. I only have the one team.
Maybe they only check once. And then, like, they're like, all right, well, he passed, and that's good. They don't check anywhere in between, like, that time. Yeah, like, a periodic check.
I just feel like I should have been like, I just finished AYSO. And they, like, look that up some kind of way. I'm like, oh, yeah, and he didn't, you know, beat any of the children to death. He should be fine.
Well, basketball is a different beast.
It is. This is going to be difficult for me. But, you know, they say in order to succeed, you got to exist just outside your comfort zone. And we have stepped back and in thoroughly into my comfort zone.
Yeah,
that's all right.
No,
we'll be okay. It's fine. You know, one of the teams will be fine, right? I got a 50-50 chance.
I'm sad. I have nothing new happening.
Like, what doesn't work for the 5-year-olds might work for the 7th. The thing is, I don't even know how old 7th. Like, I got to see what these people are capable of. I got to get, like, medical clearance. How many laps are they allowed to run? How many push-ups can you do? You know, how long can I make them shoot free throws? These are questions that I have. I think normal coach questions, right?
I don't think those are normal coach questions.
You got to know, you know, what the threshold is so you can set the baseline there. And build from there. This is what you're capable of, so now we can make you better.
All right, so excellent coaching strategy.
Did you not read Mamba Mentality?
No, I kind of skimmed over it. I know it's part of the office.
Well, that would be your first problem. I read it every day. No, I'm kidding.
Is there anything else? Is there anything else new popping off? New traditions, new things?
I don't have time for new things. I have two whole basketball teams.
Right, plus a podcast and work.
And I still
and
have
your
to
children.
Do... Thank you for I didn't even get to finish my list.
Oh,
that's how long it is. But you know, that's enough. I'm not taking on anything else. I hope I don't think, at this time.
Capoeira class? No.
Honestly, that's funny you say that. I want to get James into one. My mom mentioned that there's one over on her side of the hill.
Oh, okay.
And, like, she knows somebody somewhere or something. And, like, it always makes me think of the Bob Burger episode. Like, am I going to have to fight a Brazilian man with a ponytail?
I hope not, man. He'd whoop your ass.
Because I have a bad knee. And if he gets me in the bad knee,
I'm saying,
then I won't. I mean, I hope I won't poop myself like Bob.
No, I don't think
you I drink a lot of water. Right, and I'm, right. You know, I'm regular, but
that's good.
I don't want to have to fight a Brazilian.
I'll leave you
because I have these kids to coach. I can't come limping to practice because I got beat up by a dancing ninja like that. Anyway, these are the things I got to think about. Like, at first, I just didn't want to embarrass myself in front of my kids. Now I got a whole two set of teams I can't embarrass myself in front of. This is a whole other standard of living I have to get accustomed to. But, you know, right. New year, new me. From being Will to head coach. So, got this mug to prove it.
Speaking of new year.
It's double insult. I'm telling you.
No,
they cut a hole in a NASA wing, and then they just made a plastic lid and put it on top. I feel like I could throw this thing into space and it would come back intact.
So just a circle. It probably would. It would float out there with that damn Tesla.
I'm pretty sure this is like the mug they gave Holt.
So with you saying new year, new mentality and things such.
New year, new me. You got to take the weight loss challenge so you can work out for a month and a half.
You heard about that Arkansas woman, right? The waitress that got a $4,000 tip. I guess it's going to be new her. Or new year, new her, because she's going to have to find a new job next year.
Oh, man. I hope she doesn't waste it on that gym membership then, because she's going to need all $4,000. That can't be her yearly income. And they get fired at the beginning of the year. That's messed up.
So someone showed up, someone named Wise. I don't know their last name. I didn't look too much into the story. But
do we know what she was fired for? Like, what did
she didn't share the tip.
Oh, was that like they wrote on the tip, share with the, like, you know, the cook?
You're supposed to share.
Does that part of the instructions? Is that in the employee manual?
The $4,000 tip is not just for her.
Who did they give it to?
They gave it to the waitress, but it's supposed to be shared with, like, the staff, man. You got that.
Why? If it had been $5, she's supposed to give everybody 38 cents?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure it's totaled up.
See, that's the issue I have. Like,
what is the issue?
Because if it was a normal tip, you don't split normal tips. Whoever waits the table gets the
$3. Is that how it goes? I don't know how it goes.
I feel like at places, at restaurants where you have servers,
right,
the tip is for the server.
Okay.
At a food service, like a bagel shop, like a Jamba Juice, you get tips there. Those are split up amongst the crew because there's not an individual server. Everybody worked equally on, you know, providing you said beverage. But the tip is for the service that you receive from your server. It's to ensure prompt service. It's not tip everybody involved in the meal, the greeter, the doorman, the cook, the baker, the sous chef. Like, you can't. Now I run the restaurant. Like, I didn't buy shares. I just wanted an entree and them to bring my food out while it was hot. So here's an extra $20 for the person that is responsible for bringing out the food.
Not the hot fire. I like that.
In this example, for this figurative person that I am using, they get $5 from me. I don't care. Inflation, market, Bitcoin, none of that. $5. But
anyways, continue.
Tim,
yes.
Moneybag Tim, he's
talking
$20, $60, whatever.
Right.
But that's for the server to ensure that this, or that's what's dumb to me, that you're insuring after it's already happened. But it's, I guess, to insure next time. But it's for the server and the service that they provide, you know, wine list. And sometimes they gotta, like, you know, prepare the entree, right? Yeah. Like,
you don't, like, compliment the chef?
That's what he gets. My compliments to the chef.
He doesn't get a tip?
No, because he makes more than the server. That's why you tip the server, because their wage is based on tips. The chef went to the Cordon Bleu School of, you know, soups and things, so he's got a bag of knives and a fancy hat and a whole crew of people he's in charge of. This dude's not in charge of anything. He's in charge of napkins, and he's got to wear an apron, and everybody yells at him all the time.
This is very true.
Don't let him forget the ranch. Like, he or she earned that $4,000 for getting shit on for however long she worked there. Like, well, that is why the server gets it, because at the bottom of the service totem pole.
Gotcha.
And that's what their salary is. That's why they make minimum wage. Well, when designed for them, but that's why they be paid so little, because they factor in the amount that they get. Like, they get taxed on tips.
No, this is true. Well, the amount of the actual service was $7,700 was the amount.
But the eating in space would, why? How is the food so? That's how much food costs for us for the year for the whole family.
Well, you know.
They had one meal that cost a Honda Accord.
They had probably a Civic, but they had a lot. They, you know, it
depends on what year. But yeah, you're right.
So basically, what ended up happening is the restaurant had to explain. So they,
well, no, it is an Accord, because with the tip, it was $11,000.
Oh, this is, well, yeah. When you put it that way, it was serviced for about 32 people.
That makes more sense.
And they felt like the entire the person that dropped the tip was Mr. Wise.
I mean, you can run up 7K at Benihana's with 32 people. That doesn't even have. I mean, they should have gone to Chili's.
And they said that because
everybody that $5 meal.
The whole staff worked hard that night for their party. They felt like that tip should have been for everyone.
Right, that specific one, because of the dollar amount, and that's unfair.
Right.
Especially for her to lose her job, because if it had been any other normal, like if it had been $100, nobody would, like, so one person would have, you know, been salty, but nobody would have lost their job, right? Like, the food would have been cold, or like they'd have done something petty for a week, but nobody, it would have been, we wouldn't be talking about it, but because it was in the $1,000 range, now, oh, well, where's my part? You know, where's my piece?
Right.
You get the same amount you got off the last tip. That's fair. Like, I get it. It sucks.
No, I got you. Well,
but like every day up until that point, the cook made twice as much as the server.
I got you. The company policy of Oven and Tap, the co-owner of the Molly and Mullins diner.
Like the drug? I'm just
kidding. The owners told the Post that the restaurant normally takes cuts of servers' credit card tips to divvy among other employees. But servers get to keep cash tips in their entirety. For large parties, the restaurant decides how to handle the policy, or how to handle the tip case-by-case basis.
I mean, well, if that's the policy, then she's bound by the policy. That sucks, but
that,
then that's on her, you know, for not knowing the policy. But I think it's unfair because... any other time they don't split the tip. I feel like it's only because it's so, you know, otherwise they are so much at the bottom of the totem pole. Otherwise, like, this is the one win that it's like hitting the lottery and having to share. Like, it's like if you take an Uber to 7-Eleven to buy a lottery ticket and having to split the lottery winnings with the Uber driver because they drove you there. All the other times I lost, didn't pay for half the lottery ticket. Like, for all the times that the server went and gave great service, everybody worked super hard, and they didn't tip. Like, you didn't supplement the lack of tip with the, you know, the more hourly wage that you make than me. You're not like, well, here's an extra $20 because they didn't tip you, and we all worked hard. Like, that didn't happen. Keep that same energy, right? Like, because this one time I hit the lottery, now I got to share it with the whole staff. I'd have quit. You can't fire me. I'm walking out this...
Speaking of lottery, let's just say you had a tradition of giving away scratchers for
lottery. We do. And, well, thanks to the wife. My family didn't. But the first Christmas that we spent in Ohio, right before I got deadly sick, we did the scratcher things. And it's like they've been doing it forever. We've been doing it now for a few years. I like it. It's fun. In like 9 years running in like the family couple, I think we have a total of $17 over 7 years and like 412 lottery tickets. The ROI is terrible.
So
somebody should have won $100 at least by now.
You give someone a ticket and it hits jackpot or pay dirt, whatever the word is or phrase is, they don't want to split it with you. Is that the end of the friendship, family ship?
Well, see, that's different. That's family. That's messed up because, you know, I think there's sort of an understanding amongst family
right.
that if somebody wins, like, you don't, we don't have to split it all evenly. We all get broke off a little something.
A little something.
Like, a little something, something. You can't just, you know, just take it. Because we all been taking the L's as a family. And, like, I feel like the ticket buying circulates. It's not always, it don't always come from the same place. And that's always a running joke. Like, if I hit it big, you know, I'll buy you a car or whatever, you know. And whatever it is, like something, just some sort of reasonable gesture. If you buy me a bag of socks, I'm going to punch you in the face. just let it be known now. Any family members that listen to the podcast, if you guys hit the jackpot and I get them same Hanes socks, you're getting these hands for Christmas. That's what you're getting. And mittens off. But you know, I don't think that would happen. I trust my family members. But I think that's different, right? Like that. It's and we're not in a it's not a daily job, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's not part of what we do every day, how right. we make a living. And right. you know, it's a one off that we all kinda, you know, pitch in. Right. It's like a potluck gift almost, right? Like we all kinda pitch in, we all sort of participate. So if anybody wins big, mm-hmm. then you'll share a little bit, right? Like you get the lion's share, of course, because it's your card and that's how winning works, but we all expect, you know, like if you get $10K, I expect $200 something like, you know what I'm saying? Like buy me a pair of Jordans. You know, right, something, and other than that, if that's fine. But if they just, but that's the thing. If they don't, if they're just like, I win, and you know, they keep it. I don't know that me personally, I'm gonna hold it against them. Like I understand if people are mad and they do, but I got two basketball teams, coach. I don't care. I can't think about it that long. I'm new year, new me. I'm over it. You can't hold on to stuff like that, right? Like, is it messed up? Sure. But, you know, I feel like, you know, whatever you believe in, it'll work itself out, right? Like, that's messed up on a whole bunch of levels. So we'll see how that goes for you, right? Like, generally, when you're selfish, especially when you get money or wins that way and you're selfish about it, it usually doesn't go very well for you for very long. So, I take that how you want it, but I wouldn't think too much about it. I'd be like, oh, okay, well, that's cool.
No, I got you. So, as we get ready to land this great...
This family. Everybody's got that one uncle you hope don't win because you know that's exactly how it's going to go.
Like, goodbye, nephew.
Yeah, he ain't going to show up to nothing. Yeah, he'll be on an island somewhere. He'll be broken 6 months.
Yeah. He'll be back. So I was thinking about your basketball team. And
the one I didn't know I was going to get? Well, you have two. You told me about
it. And I was thinking, this team will need to look stylish when they're not wearing just their jersey. And you know what they could be wearing?
Right. They're all getting Head Above Hypocrisy t-shirts for practice, for warm-ups. I might have to come out with a sweatsuit. Yeah, you never know. We might have to have a whole athletic line now that I'm, you know, a full-time coach of multiple basketball
teams. Are the jerseys custom-made? Can you get your logo on the jersey?
That could be a sponsor for the team.
I'm saying, that'd be amazing.
That would be dope. The league didn't done it, right? You got the one place is Smoothie King.
All you gotta do is need the Head Above Hypocrisy patch right here. People are gonna be like, what is that patch?
Right? You'll have to tune in and find out. I don't know. I'll have to talk to the Archdiocese, right? Like, I don't know who runs the sports. So it's a weird... I don't understand the hierarchy of sports and Catholic sports. I don't even know what... Yeah, so we'll see. It's going to be a massive learning experience. But if I learned nothing from... I don't know. I don't even think it's like a year-by-year thing. I just feel like I have a reinvigorated, you know, belief or buy-in to the idea of existing, you know, right outside your comfort zone. And a good way to do that is to accept any and all reasonable, you know, opportunities that come across your desk. Like a lot of times, you know, something will come across your desk and you're like, oh, that sounds cool. Like, oh, but I don't have time, or how am I going to make it work? Or I would love to do that, but just say yes and see what happens. Like worst case scenario, it doesn't work out. And like you now know for a fact that you truly do not have time, or you didn't like it as much as you did, as you thought you did. But if you don't, then it'll, you know, it's always going to weigh on you like, oh man, I wish I'd have done that. And then the next time, you know, it's the same excuse. And then like you get in the habit of just, you know, that's how you end up in a rut. You get in a habit of making the excuse that the status quo is so demanding that I can do nothing else. And I think that moving forward in this year, I'm going to try to embrace the idea of just, you know, saying a little bit more yes. I did it in my 20s and I had one of the funnest years of my life, followed by several mistakes. You got to learn that when ease up off the throttle of the yes, like it's one of them, you know, there's not too many blanket statements in life that just work all the time. It's all about balance. And I just sort of yes to everything. And it was fun for about a year. And then it all came crashing down. So, you know, within reason, obviously, right? Like, you can't, you don't want to book yourself silly to where, you know, you can't, you, there's no time to sleep, breathe, or, you know, see your family and or loved ones. But I think that, you know, for, especially for those of us, you know, dads, parents, moms, those of us with full-time jobs and full-time humans, it's very easy to get into the status quo rut. So, you know, every now and then go on a little yes run. People are like, hey, you want to, you know, do you want to go rock climbing? Do you want to do this thing? Do you want to try this thing? Yeah, sure. Why not? You know, worst case scenario, you flake. You will far be the last parent and or responsible adult to make a plan that they want to do something and not be able to do it because adulting gets in the way. Right. And that's worst case scenario. So what are you afraid of? Of course, unless it is missing an episode, in which case, you know, then you got to cancel. Because you don't want to miss the new hotness. But, you know, episodes are short. So as long as anything can wait 30 minutes, you got the time. So listen to the episode and then go out there and conquer the world. and don't make it a resolution thing. Keep that same energy throughout the whole year. You don't want to be the gym person that spends $20 a month to go to the gym in January. That just, you know, don't make it a thing. Just do it. Don't. No dog and pony show. No resolution song and dance. Just a few more yeses and see what happens. I'll be here to guide you through the yeses because I'm doing the same thing. Until next time, keep your head above hypocrisy, hoodies on, and your mugs full. And get yourself a Coach mug. These Yetis are kind of dope. I wonder if they need a podcast sponsor. Shout out Yeti. Do they carry those at Target? Maybe I can get like a three-team deal going here with the Yeti Target sponsorship. No? I'll
figure it out.
I don't know if I want Apple. They're so expensive. I really just don't. I don't think they pay you. I think they just charge you less when you buy things. That's how all the Apple deals work. That's how the sales work. The Black Friday sale. No tax on your MacBook. What the man? All right. Thank you for listening to my Apple rant. And I would take the sponsorship because I need a new MacBook.